Baba Basra Daf Samachei Omudalef. Halacha Kedivre Chachomim. The halacha is like the words of the Chachomim that they hold that anyone who sells with an eye in Ra, with a bad eye. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Omar Shmuel, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Kedivre Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva holds that everybody who sells with a good eye. So Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Huna, Omale Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba says Rabbi Huna, how did you rule in the name of Rav? The halacha is like the Chachamim. Vozimnin sagin amrito kamid Rav. Many times I said before Rav that he'll chosak Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. V'lo amar li v'lo midi, and he didn't tell me anything. He didn't make any comment about what I said. So Rabbi Huna said, Omar lei, says Rabbi Huna to him, heichit tenisa, how did you learn your words before Rav? Amar lei, Rabbi Yirmiya said, ipcha tanina, I learned their views in the opposite way. But Rabbi Akiva holds that one who sells with a bad eye, and the Chachamim hold that you sell with a good eye. So Rabbi Huna responded, mishumachi l'amar lech lemidi. Because of this, Rav did not make any note about your words, because according to your girsa, your version, the opposite way, so even that the way you ruled like Rabbi Akiva, turns out that you hold that the halacha is that a moiche b'ayin rom, moiche, one who sells with a bad eye, as Rav holds. The Gemara says, Omele Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, Leimo ozbel tamayu. Shall we say that the Rav who holds that one who sells with a bad eye, and Shmuel that holds that he sells with a good eye, that they go according to their reasoning, the way they hold their view in another place? The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Ha'achim Shecholku, brothers who split a field that they inherited from their father after his death. One of them took the inner portion of the field, and the other one took the outer portion of the field. They don't have a right of ways, one on the other, meaning to say that the inner person does not have permission to go into his field through the outer portion of the field, as their father did, that he went through the outer field to the inner field. Because brothers who split amongst themselves the inheritance of their father, their halach is like if they sell, that if they would sell each one his portion to the other one. And since the inner one sold to his brother with a good eye, the outer portion, so for sure he didn't leave for himself even the way to get to his field. And likewise, v'loy sulam azel zeh, they also don't have ladders one on the other. In other words, in a situation where they're divided, is that one took the courtyard and a house, and the other one took just the attic of the house, or the second story of the house. So the one who lives on the top, the brother who got the top one, cannot place his ladder in the yard of his brother in order to get up to his attic. Even though this is the way that the father used to get up to his attic. And also, they don't have, one of the brothers cannot prevent from the other brother to build a wall on his property right directly opposite his windows, and he's going to cause to block the light into the other one's house. And also, they don't have the arm of water, one or the other. Meaning to say that one of the brothers is not allowed to bring through this arm of water, this trench of water from the river, in order that he needs to water his field through the section or the portion of the other person. Because since that each one of the brothers is considered like a seller,
So anybody who sold, sold with a good eye, and we say that he doesn't leave for himself anything. And then Rabbi Nachman concludes in the name of Shmuel, Vizoruben, you have to be careful with these halachas, because shalachas kvus hein, they are permanent halachas, they are halachas that were decided, like halacha l'moshe misina. So it turns out that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva, the one who sells, sells with a good eye. But Rav Omar, and Rav says, yesh lohen, that they do have, in all these cases, like we said before, that brothers do have a right of way to their property through the brother's property. They have a right to put the ladders to get up to the attic, even though it's placed on the chutzner that belongs to the friend. And they have a right to the window so that he's not allowed to build a wall to directly opposite his window to block him the light. And also that he has a right to have the trench of water going to his field. Because he say that one who sells, sells it with a bad eye, and when he sold it to his brothers, the outer field, he leaves himself over those necessary things that are needed for his use of the inner part of the field, like the pathway, the light. So it turns out that what Rav ruled, like the Chachamim, that a person sells with a bad eye, this is like his view with regards to the brothers that split, that they leave a way, a path for themselves. And Shmuel that ruled like Rabbi Akiva, that you sell with a good eye, that is like his view, that brothers that divided don't leave for themselves over a passageway and the other things one on the other. So Rabashi said to Ravina, no, that this is not absolutely, we don't have to compare their disagreement here to the disagreement with regards to brother that sell. That we need to teach us the disagreement in both those places. The Iyash Mina Bahi, because if we would have just learned about the brothers that split, so then we would say that it's only Bahi Koma Rav, it's only in that case that Rav said that they sell each other with a bad eye and they leave themselves over the necessary items for their use, like the passageway and the ladders and the light, because Mishund Omar Lay, because each one can say to his brother, I want to live in my portion that I'm taking for my chelik, for my portion, just like my father lived there, and just like my father had this passageway to go to his inner portion, I also want this, and this is the and this is the way, and for this type of division, that's how we divided it, so that I can still be able to use it in the same use as was done earlier. Taida, a proof, evidence that this is the way that people divide. Diksi, because it says in Pasuk and Tehillim Mem Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Tachas Avisecha Yiyu Banecha, instead of the father will be your sons. In other words, that the sons stand in the inheritance in the place of the father. Avol b'ho, but with regards to their disagreement of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon, by a mechir when one sells without specification, Emo, I would say that Rav is moedilei l'Shmuel, that Rav can admit to Shmuel that a person who sells with a good eye, because there is no such an argument that I'm going to use it like my father used it. V'itmar, same thing we say in the other way, that if we would have had the machloikis only b'ha, with regards to the machloikis of Rabbi Akiva Rabbanon, by his just general sale, so we would say that maybe b'hachkom Shmuel, that only over here Shmuel said that one who sells, sells with a good eye, abo b'ha, but by the brothers that split, Amai would say that Shmuel moedilei l'Rav, that he was going to admit Shmuel to Rav, that they sold each one to another with a bad eye, and that they leave for themselves over the passageway, because everybody wants his portion in the inheritance of the father as the father used it. And therefore, tzricha, that's why we need to learn the disagreement of Rabbi Shmuel in both places. So now the Gemara, who's the halacha? Amalei Rav Nachman. The Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, the student of Shmuel, said to Rav Huna, Hilchse Kevosin, is the halacha like us that anybody who sells with a good eye, or Hilchse Kiva Saichu, or the halacha is like you that anybody who sells with a bad eye. Amalei, so Rav Huna said to him, Hilchse Kiva Saichu, the halacha is like you, like Rav Nachman. And the reason is because the mekarif visu levava deresh kolusa, because you are close to the gate of the house of the leader, and you are always there because he was the son-in-law, and that's a place the shkicha dayoni, his usual judges usually rule over there, and they judge over there, and you see every day how the custom is to rule. In our Mishnah, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. If one who sells a pit and leaves himself over the house for himself, if he sold it with a good eye and included also in the sale the passageway to the pit, now the Gemara is going to deal when a person sells or gives two houses, one inside the other, for two people. Did he include in selling the inside the passageway which goes through the outside? Itmar. Shnei Botim, two houses that are Zelif Nimizeh, one is inside the other one. So that when you go into the house from the public area to the inner part, you have to go through the outer part of the house. And the person went and he gave away, made a kinyan to same time, the inner for one person, the inside of the house, and the outside he gave to the outside house, he gave to another person. So if Shnei Bemecher, if he sold them both through sale, or a situation that Shnei Bematona, or he gave both of them as a gift, Einlam Derech Zelze, so then they don't have a way on one another, which means that the one who owns the inner person house is not permitted to go through the outer house until he'll purchase the rights for away from the outer person, because we judge both of them equally. Just like there is a svara, a logical idea to say that the first owners sold or gave the inside person his section with a good eye, and he included the way with it. So there's also a svara that also to the other person he sold or gave his section, his portion with a good eye, without taking anything away from it. And therefore, we don't say that he took away from the outer person the path, the passageway, in order to give it to the inside person. And Kol Shekein, and of course, that if it's a situation with a chitzeh b'matona, where the outer house he gave for a gift to one person, and the inner house he gave the mecher, he sold it to another person. So definitely the one who's inside doesn't have a passageway through the outer house. Why? Because it doesn't make sense that his eye is good for the buyer and it's bad for the one who receives the gift. Because a gift he gives to somebody who he loves, and he has even more consideration, and he loves him more, better than even the one he sells. So now, what happens in a situation where the Gemara says, "Urchitzin b'mecher," the outer one he sold, and he gave to another person, the pnimi b'matona, he gave the inside one as a gift. So do we say that the inside one, the one who received a gift, is better, is advantage over the one who buys the outer one, since he gave it to him? So the question is, do we say that the inside person who received as a gift has the advantage over the one who bought the outer one, since he's the one that he was given to him with a good eye, and therefore he will get a passageway through the outer one, or he's not better? So the Gemara says, "Sovereign me no, So the Chachamim, there were some of the Chachamim that thought to say that Ein Lam Derech Zeh Al Zeh. In other words, that the inside person is not permitted to go through to his house through the outer one, because since the owner sold and gave it to them both equally, we don't say, we shouldn't say that he favors one over the other one. The Gemara says Velohi, but this is not as they said, because Miloi Tanan, did we not learn in a Mishnah later on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, that a person who buys a pit in the field of his friend, that according to the view of the Rabbanon, the buyer needs to purchase for himself a passageway from the seller. So it says, "Bamedvarim amurim." When do we say this? B'moicher, it's by a seller, because he sells it to him just with a bad eye. He only sold him the pit. He didn't sell him the way. Avo b'neisim atone. But if he gives him a gift, the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Akiva that he gives it to him with a good eye, and therefore noisin as kulam, so he has to give them all and also the passageway. Almo, so we see from here that according to the view of the Rabbanon, although that one who sells with a bad eye, but nevertheless man diyov matone, one who gives a gift ba'ayin yofa yoiv, gives it with a good eye. So therefore hachanami, also in our case, one who gives a gift gives it with a good eye, and therefore according to the view of the Rabbonon, who hold that to the buyer he sold with an ayin ro, with a bad eye, and to the one who receives as a gift he gave with a good eye, so definitely the inner person has a passageway, a right in the a property of the outer one. And even according to the Rabbi Akiva, who holds that also the sale was with a good eye, nevertheless, the giving of the gift was with a very good eye, and the inner person is allowed to go through the way of the outer person. Mishnah. So this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnahs, and it continues and adds to explain what is included in the sale of a house when the seller did not specify which items are included in the sale. One who sells the house in a general way. So the rule is that all the permanent uses of the house that are set in the house are included in the sale. Because anything that's connected to the ground is considered like the ground. And on the other hand, those movable items that are not permanent and set in the house are not included in the sale. And therefore, Mochar es hadelas, if he sells together with the house, he sells the door that's set in it. Avolo es hamavteach, but he did not sell the key that is used to opening up the door, because it's immovable. But Mochar es hamachteshes kvua, if he sells with the house the permanent press, the machteshes that the presses, avaloi as am taltals, but he did not sell the press that is movable. Likewise, mochar es itzroivil, if he sells the itzroivil, that's a circled piece of wood on which you place the stones of the mill, that is set in its place and does not move. Avaloyes a kelis, but not the kelis, that's the vessel, receptacle that is found in the upper portion of the mill. Over there you place the wheat, and from there they descend into the mill. So since it's a movable and it's not permanent in its place, it's not included. Veloyes a tanur, veloyes a kiraim, and also it's not included in the sale, not the oven and not the kiraim. Those are two different kinds of ovens that are there in the house, because they're also not connected to the ground and they're movables. The Mishnah adds, "Bisman shomer lehu v'chol shemashem b'toichei." If he tells him it, the house, and everything that's it in the house, are what are sold to you.